We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Ayin Vav, the third chapter of the Shal Ha'ahava. And the Magen Midumna had been discussing the different types of love that stem from where a person's holding intellectually. And the Magen Midumna had explained that the fool loves the mundane, he loves the here, the now, the immediate pleasures. And the Magen Midumna had gone off on a tangent to explain why that's not the way to go in life. Od teida, further, I want you to know that it's not fitting to be madly in love with this world and spend our time desiring things that are in this world, because things are so fleeting. Things pass so quickly in this world. Because anything material is fleeting like that kikayon tree that grew over Jonah. Jonah was sitting outside the city of Nineveh in the sweltering sun, in the sweltering heat. And Hashem made a miracle. And overnight there grew a kikayon tree. And in one night suddenly he had this tree giving him shade. And the next night it was gone. So just like the kikayon tree came in a night and left in a night, that's the way this world is. We have no way of ensuring that we will have the mundane, the material things of this world. We have no way of ensuring how long we'll have it. A person can decide he wants to have his car for 3 years, for 5 years, and he has no control. It could be stolen the day after he buys it. You have no control over the mundane. Because we don't have the capacity to watch over the physical and mundane. Because if Hashem doesn't choose to watch a city, then as much as the guards are watching diligently, their toil is for naught, because Hashem decides whether they'll be successful or not. And there are many causes to lose things in this world. There's no shortage of potential harm in this world. If you look at every specific thing, there are so many things that could cause it to be destroyed. Even if you appoint 7 guards to watch over something, there are still so many things that are beyond one's control. There are things that are beyond our control that happen in the course of time. There are things in the air. You have no control over if suddenly it becomes too dry, too damp. The rain, the dew, okol, vachom, hot, cold. There are so many things in nature, things that are occurrences that are beyond our control. Sometimes a fire could break forth and people lose control and it could destroy everything a person stored, he and his forefathers. There are so many natural disasters that can happen and so many natural causes that could cause us to lose the mundane and the materialistic goods we have in this world. It's a bad idea to invest your love in that, says the Magen Midumna. It could be you'll gather into your house, you'll be a collector, you'll reach the point that you want it to reach. You'll have a house the way you want it, painted the way you want it. You'll have the furniture you want. You'll have everything you wanted in your house. And even so, it'll be as though you lost it all. There are 2 ways to lose something in this world. In be'etzem adavar, it could be the thing itself gets destroyed, or it could be external causes. Sometimes, let's say you have a crop. Sometimes your crop of grain doesn't grow well because there's a drought, there isn't enough dew, there are bad winds. Sometimes the crop is fine, you have excellent grain out in the field, but people can't go out to collect it. There's a threat, there are enemies around, there are people lurking, and a person doesn't dare go out to harvest his wheat. There could be all kinds of things. או שהתבואה כבר מוספת אל הבית, ויזדמן לו מקרה בריחיים ורכב, ואי אפשר לטחון התבואה ולעשות לחם להסביע נפשו. Sometimes a person could gather all the grain into his house, and something happens with his mill, and he can't grind the grain, and now he doesn't have bread. He has all the grain in the world, but he has a problem with his mill. He can't have bread. He's hungry. Sometimes a person goes ill, he can't eat the food. Sometimes he has a problem with his palate, with his teeth. He can't chew, he can't eat, he can't swallow. Or his digestive system. So there are so many things. You know the story, Rav Avadia Yosef met Mr. Berman from Berman's Bakery. You know the story? Famous story. Rav Avadia met Mr. Berman.
He's the one person that can't eat food.
Oh, and they asked Mr. Berman, how you doing? Mr. Berman said, I'm just out of the hospital. And Rav Avadia asked him, what happened to you? So he said, well, the doctor told me I'm allowed to eat 100 grams of bread a day. That's it. I'm not allowed to eat more than that. Tiny little piece of bread. That's all he could have a day. So he has all the bakeries. He has all the flour. He has everyone's baking. Everyone's eating his bread all over the world, all over the country. But he can't eat bread. So Rav Avadia said, after that he understood the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu davened to Hashem. He said, "V'natan li lechem le'echol ubeged lilbosh." He asked Hashem, give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. He realized that sometimes you could have all the bread, but you can't eat it. Sometimes you could have all the clothing, but you can't wear it. Yaakov Avinu davened to Hashem, give me bread to eat, both. And the Magen Midumna says, there are two ways in which a person can lose the material things in the world. Either the thing itself gets lost, or his capacity to use it gets lost. Ushnei sugei amikrim shavim em. What? Magor is fear. He has things that scare him. Ushnei sugei amikrim shavim em. And the two are equal. Kimalo im aveda beitzem hadavar oshi al yedei sibot. What difference does it make if he can't enjoy his crops because the crops were destroyed or because his health was destroyed? What difference does it make? The crops he's not enjoying. From his perspective, it doesn't matter. It's as though he doesn't have his crops because he can't enjoy them. So he says, another good reason not to fall in love with this world is that you don't control this world. You have no way of ensuring you'll enjoy this world. The world is passing and fleeting and beyond our control, so it's not a good idea to invest your love in this world. Yes, utilize the world, enjoy the world, but don't be in love with this world. That's not where we should focus our love.